My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss foo-foo, video chats, and the truth. So listen and enjoy.
So we've been trying to negotiate, me and my lovely Belinda, we've been trying to nail down this third video chat. I've spoken to her on the phone, I've had two video chats with her, I've video chat with Mavis as well, trying to nail down this third thing, and something, you know, things have been coming up, her kid smashed her face. Mm. Last time we spoke, we were talking about laundry, and I told her to cover herself in fabric softener. So let's see, we're March 17th, 2013. Mm. I ask her if she wants to video chat on Monday. We're talking on Sunday. She goes, let's wait and see what tomorrow holds. I go, does that mean you have plans or you do not wish to video chat with me? She goes, I don't have plans, but don't know what might happen. Skeptic might say, don't know what happened. Got to see if the man's around to take me to the, or got to see if I have time to go to the internet. Maybe it's a man I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know there's a woman involved. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's make this happen in the beginning of the week, okay? She goes, okay, do you have plans for later in the week? She always wants to know what I'm doing. Nothing that precludes me from talking to you.
Probably plans. Probably plan their schedule to see when they can be available for you.
Or not available.
True.
Nothing. I go, nothing that precludes me from talking to you, but I think we both know we need to have this chat. Remember, our relationship hangs in the balance. Mm-hmm. I need to come face-to-face via the screen. She goes, okay, but I have something to tell you. I go, what is it? And I get like a pit in my stomach. I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah. Even from an internet scammer woman. When a woman goes, like, I have something to tell you, yeah, or we need to talk. It's like, even my fake relationship, this is no good.
Yeah, I know.
Are we breaking up?
Yeah,
are you going to see other marks?
Yeah,
do I have to see other scammers?
Yeah, I know.
It's never good, Joe.
Yeah, I have the speech. Yeah.
She goes, okay. So I ask her what it is. She goes, Wednesday is Kasha's birthday. Mm. That's the daughter. Daughter's birthday. Who we've seen in pictures. We've seen pictures of a girl with this woman in pictures.
Right.
I go, that's great. Will she be 7? She goes, yes, she will. I go, will you be doing something special with her? She goes, not really, just the normal stuff. I go, oh, you won't even make her a special dinner? She's make her favorite meal. I ask what the favorite meal is. And then I say, last summer you told me it was Michael's birthday. Remember, Michael was the fake boy she had when she was posing. Michael was Juliana Avalos' son when she was pretending to be Agnes, who was really Juliana Avalos. Get your pie charts out.
Oh, yeah.
Flow chart.
We just put the other ones away. Last story.
It's crazy. Last summer you told me it was Michael's birthday, and I brought you a gift for him when I went to Ghana. Remember I told her I went to Ghana, mm-hmm, I brought the gift and everything.
Yes.
I asked you about it when you revealed yourself, and then you said it was for your daughter. What was that all about? She goes, it was part of the Agnes story. I'm sorry. Remember, she's come clean about Agnes. At least she remembers who she was. So plus. I go, I know that, but even after you told me you were Belinda, you told me the gift was for your daughter. Belinda, I really do not know how much longer I can do this. We need to have this talk because it occurs to me that I may know you quite a bit, or I may not know, or I may know nothing about you at all. She goes, her favorite meal is fufu and palm nut soup.
Oh, it throws you off the trail.
Well, you know, when you mention fufu, go, oh, okay.
Yeah, really?
Now we're talking. I go, what is fufu? I go, part of me...
Story.
I think in America you call it BS.
Yes.
I go, what is fufu? I go, part of me wants to know everything about you. Part of me is exhausted from all this. She goes, I have told you, it was part of the Agnes story. That's all about that. I go, I know, but even after you came clean, you made it sound like Kasha's birthday was in the summer. She goes, fufu is a Ghanaian meal. I go, I know that. What's in it? I go, that is a very traditional dish. I believe in a lot of Africa. Am I correct? She goes, that's why we're doing.
And she can't even tell you fufu. They can't even love even.
They're going back and forth. We're having multiple conversations at once, Joe. But that's just multiple people. We're both having multiple conversations. She goes, that's why I've told you now, and I have apologized. Fufu is a Ghanaian meal. I go, I know, Belinda, but you exhaust me. What is in fufu? She goes, it's a mixture of cassava and plantain that has been pounded.
Yuck.
How do you know?
Listen to what it's made of.
It's like fruit. What's wrong with fruit? We're talking about eating healthier. All right. I go, oh, cool, because I like to eat healthy.
All right, you can have your fufu.
I will have my fufu. I'll take my fufu and go home now.
All right.
She goes, it's really tasty. I go, very cool. Glad she can have that for her birthday. Belinda, I don't think love is supposed to be this way. She goes, why do you say that? I go, after all these months, I should not have to think to myself in the back of my head, do not get too attached, because this might not be what you think it is. I guess we just need to have our video chat. Now, I'm putting my pressure on the urgency. The same playbook.
Yeah.
She goes, do you think it was wrong to tell you the truth? No, I think that is the right thing to do. The problem is you have told me so many times that what you tell me is the truth. I guess it comes down to I will know when I need to know when I see you. I will know what I need to know when I see you. She goes, that's true. But sometimes you make me feel it was wrong to tell you the truth. She goes, I was really happy to tell you about Kasia's birthday, but I guess that's not how it is. I go, it's never wrong to tell me the truth. The problem with you, with us, is the current truth is always something different than what I was told the truth in the past.
The truth and nothing but the truth.
Or something reasonably close to it.
Holy smokes.
And no shitty words.
Yeah, really.
You always used to get mad if I did not trust you. You would use it against me. Now it is the same thing. I want you to tell me now to be the truth. I want the truth from it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, by the way, the chat room set me straight. I think the foo-foo sounds good, actually. Kind of cassava is a melon and a plantain is type of a banana. All right, so I'm a little...
I'll tell you what, we got the only chat that knows what foo-foo is in this country.
Thank you very much. I'm changing my mind on foo-foo.
For the record, I was pro-foo-foo the whole time.
All right. Well,
yeah, I'm not a flip-flopper.
I'm on board.
Well, good, but you're a flip-flopper. Right. We have it on record. You were anti-foo-foo before you were pro-foo-foo.
I know what the melon. Now the melon, the banana, and the plantain, I got it. All right.
I told you, it was fruit.
All right, but I didn't know what type of fruit.
Not the type you've been railing about calling fags, like the type you eat. Different type of fruit. Mm. Both equally delicious.
Mm.
I go, I am thrilled that you told me about Kasia's birthday. I want to share your joys with you. My intention was not to ruin this. I'm sorry. It just made me think about the past and the guilt trip and pressure you put on me last August. You made me feel like crap. I'm turning around on her. She goes, that is what I'm doing now, but I guess it's not enough. I go, it is enough. That's all I want. You and I have made a connection. That much is true. Sometimes everything that goes with us suffocates me. I'm sorry. I'm having connection, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel connected to this person. I like this person.
Yeah, I was picking that up where there is that connection that you just in that paragraph. There seems that connect regardless with what's going on.
Those were honest emotions for me.
I think there was honest emotions back and forth.
You think so?
It just in that one sequence. Yeah,
it's not the first time.
No,
I mean there's a rapport.
Yeah.
No money's exchanged hands yet.
Yeah.
She's already done the unthinkable and gone on video chats with me.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there was a guy
she's
feeding her
line. She's written porn. She's done, you know.
She's my type of gal.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.